This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring our listeners a wide variety of information, and we want this to be about your health. Tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro interview Joseph Lamb on cold and flu prevention. A reminder to all of you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Also, a wonderful sale is going on at Village Green. Zymogen, Metagenics, and Thorn for 20% off. And Village Green's own brand, Pathway Products, 25% off. And that is now through November 17th. So you need to hurry to take advantage of this sale. And Village Green, whether you go to the site, myvillagegreen.com, or you go to the store on Cedar Lane, they have expert advice on supplements. You can ask questions and get advice in both places. The store and the website are your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. You can also get their newsletter, and you can go and blog. There's a lot of good information on that site, so please do take advantage of it. It's myvillagegreen.com. Now, today's subject is about women's health, and we're going to talk about pregnancy and essential fatty acids, but we'll also talk about women's health in general. We will be discussing it with Dr. Tori Hudson, who's a naturopathic physician with expertise, and she is an author of a very exciting resource, at least I think it's exciting, Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. It is something for the layperson and the professional. So what we'll do is talk about the fatty acids to give you an introduction and a baseline so that when we have the discussion, it may have more meaning for you. What do we mean by fatty acids? Well, fatty acids, there are many, many different kinds. And what you most hear about is omega-9, omega-3, and omega-6. Now, omega-9 is what we call the Mediterranean oil. It's oleic acid. It is not essential. That doesn't mean it isn't important. It is made in the body, but it is very important to consume. So it is a healthy, healthful fatty acid, omega-9. It's in olive oil, safflower oil, almond, avocado, and coconut, and they're oils. So this is why we refer to the Mediterranean, because of the olive oil factor. Then there are two essential fatty acids, and this means we don't make them in our bodies. We have to take them in, omega-6 and omega-3. Omega-6 is called linoleic acid and also converts to gamma-linoleic acid. So let's talk about what omega-6s are. They come from corn, safflower, sunflower, vegetables, borage, evening primrose oil is a concentrated form of it. Borage oil is as well. Now, these are more common in the Western diet. And there is a balance. We need omega-6s, but if they're excessive, we're more prone to inflammation. It isn't that one is good or one is bad. It's the balance. And the omega-3s are the ones we don't get enough of. And there are two kinds. They're plant sources and animal sources. And the plant sources are called alpha-linolenic acid. and they come from beans and nuts and seeds and seaweed. The animal sources come from fish and fish oils, fish eggs, and yolks of eggs. So this is where we get our omega-3s. There are people who don't convert the alpha-linolenic acid from the vegetable source, beans, nuts, seeds, seaweeds. They don't convert very well. And they don't convert to EPA and DHA. And it's EPA and DHA that we make in our bodies, and it's EPA and DHA that we get when we consume fish, fish oils, fish eggs, yolks, krill oils from crustaceans. So why are omega-3s in the headlines? They're in the headlines because they're so important, and U.S. intakes are among the lowest in the world. I think we're about 17 or 18th in the world. And I mentioned that many people are inefficient at converting ALA to essential EPA and DHA. Why else would we be deficient? One of the major blockers is margarine. Major blocker, margarine, trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils. Those have been promoted for our consumption for about 70 years. And the science on this has been available since the 40s and 50s. It took until about 2000 for this country to finally recognize and announce that hydrogenated oils were a problem. And why do they block? What happens is DHA and EPA are critical for the cell membrane, the structure, and the function. This is essential to life. And trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils are trans fatty acids. They get in the way. They're mutant plastic fatty acids. They get into the cell and they take the place of what the cell requires, which is EPA and DHA. And those trans fatty acids harden the cell membrane. Well, that's aging and dysfunction. So we have suffered for multi-generations under the faulty assumption that hydrogenated oils were healthy for us. And this is because the industry was more of a spokesperson than our protectors at NIH, National Heart Lung Blood Institute, USDA, FDA. This information on hydrogenated oils was abundant. The outstanding lab in the world is at the University of Maryland, and they are leaders in the world on trans fatty acid research. Europe and South America and Canada followed the information that came out of the University of Maryland decades before we did in this country, and it will always remain a conundrum to me that that occurred. What else can block our good EPA, DHA, omega-3s? Low-fat diets. Low-fat is not necessarily good. We want good fats in the diet, and that's what we're talking about today. Bile acid sequestrants, which people take to lower cholesterol, will also block these good fatty acids. Now, the highest needs, all stages, but the highest needs are fertility and getting your reproductive system in optimum shape, prenatal, infancy, children, adults, and the elderly. So it is important through all stages. It is a core food that should be consumed and supplement that should be taken, especially if people can't consume or don't like or don't consume seafood. Now, the testing is the red blood cell membrane. It's not an easy test. It's a specialized test. And the recommended amounts are anywhere from 500 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams of an omega-3 oil capsule. And some capsules will have maybe 300, 500 to 600 milligrams. And you have to read when it says dose. Many of them say two capsules is the dose. So two capsules may give you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 milligrams of the omega-3s. That breaks down into EPA and DHA. And it varies, but 1,000 milligram or 1,200 milligrams of omega-3 may give you about 600 milligrams of EPA and maybe 400 of DHA with some other omega-3 fatty acids. So read your labels, and we will emphasize throughout this show that you need to have omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, whatever capsules you're taking, they have to be distilled in a non-solvent manner, non-solvent molecular distillation to remove the toxins. If they don't brag about it on the label, then it isn't done. So that's important. Why are these omega-3s important? Cell membrane structure, and I mentioned that, that's core. Brain and neurological development. Cognition, IQ, your ability to think and react quickly. Vision development and function. Mood and behavior. Neurological function. Fertility and reproduction, we will talk more about this later. Hormones. So this affects the menstrual cycle, it affects males, it affects the prostate, and it affects male hormones and sperm production. Cardiovascular health, immunity, anti-inflammatory, these are functions of omega-3s, and epithelial health, that's the skin and the mucous membranes. So it can affect everything, the cornea of your eye, your skin, your hair. It can also affect the lining in the mouth, the gingiva, the GI tract. Very, very important. What kind of things do we see in deficiencies? Poor cell membrane function and structure. Impaired brain development. Cognitive decline. Learning disabilities. Vision problems. Neurological symptoms. Mood and behavior disorders. Infertility, growth delays both in the fetus and the infant, general inflammation, immune dysfunction, cardiovascular diseases, elevated lipids, elevated triglycerides, skin conditions from just bumps on your skin to eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis, hard earwax, that's an unusual symptom, but it is one, and frequent urination or excess thirst. And it does lead to the risk, increased risk for diabetes. Okay, just to summarize what we've been talking about on the omega-3 fatty acid functions and deficiencies. Again, the functions are hormones and fertility, immunity, development of the fetal brain and retina, neurological development, and skin health. Deficiencies, again, show up as general inflammation and eczema, dermatitis, hormone imbalances, the hard earwax, frequent urination and thirst, and in pregnancy, miscarriage. Miscarriage is a sign that omega-3 fatty acids are deficient. What else in pregnancy? Infertility and postpartum depression. Women can also go into preterm labor. That means they go into labor too early, and fetal growth delays. And what do we see in the child? Vision, eczema, vision dysfunction, eczema, immune disorders, attention problems, cognitive problems, and developmental delays. So that's the capsule of omega-3s, especially with regard to pregnancy. Thank you for tuning in. Stay with us because we have a lot of exciting information ahead on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Do tune in next week. We're here every Sunday at 10 a.m. And next week you can hear Dr. Passaro interview Joseph Lamb on cold and flu prevention. Very timely. Reminding you, too, that Village Green has a great sale. Zymogen, Metagenics, and Thorn are 20% off, and Pathway products are 25% off. And that goes through November 17th. Now, today, we have Dr. Tori Hudson, and we're talking about women's health with a focus on pregnancy and essential fatty acids. Dr. Hudson is a naturopathic physician. She graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and has served the college in several capacities, including the medical director, associate academic dean, and academic dean. She's currently a clinical professor at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and Bastyr University. And she's been in practice for 26 years and is the medical director of her clinic. She's also an author of the Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, the second edition, McGraw-Hill, 2008. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hudson.
Thank you very much, Dana. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And if you would like to talk a little bit more about your background and your expertise and perhaps a little bit about this Women's Encyclopedia, which I find a wonderful resource. So I would like you to talk to our listeners about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, this is the second edition of that book, The Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. And first was 1999 and you know, completely updated with new chapters in 2008. And really, it's a resource for, you know, the studious healthcare consumer. Even practitioners use this book. So it's well referenced for practitioners who want those kinds of studies to then be able to go look further into the material, and it's readable for the individual that really wants to, you know, kind of look a little bit more thorough at the how they can treat themselves with some reliable natural medicine study research. Botanical and nutritional therapies in particular, but of course some, you know, it's the chapter on menopause, for example, but not only that chapter, but that chapter in particular delves into the whole hormone issue and different kinds of hormones and the benefits and the risks and the bioidentical hormone prescriptions and that sort of thing as well.
It's a wonderful resource. People can get it online, and how else is it in the bookstores?
Yeah, it's in the bookstore. It's Amazon. It's a lot of natural food stores carry the book, or at least can order it. Supplement company Vitanica can be ordered from them. Those are the places I know about.
And would you also give us the website for your clinic?
My clinic is www.ofwomanstime.com. I also have a blog people might like to know about. I post things twice a month on sort of latest issues in women's health, which is drtorihudson.com. And sometimes I review a particular research study or tackle a sort of a timely topic or controversial topic, or hopefully just one that I think people need to know about to better take care of themselves or to better understand something they might have read in the news.
Well, excellent. I'm glad you told us. So that's drtorihudson.com for the blog.
Yes. Now, mind you, Dana, I don't really know what a blog is, but I have one, and I write for it.
Well,
<people read> it.
you will find out. Very good. So let's talk a little bit in general about women's health, and we have a focus today that we wanted to talk about pregnancy and essential fatty acids.
Right. So essential fatty acids have a pretty unique role during pregnancy because of the rapid development of all the new cell growth and new tissues and new organ systems in that developing fetus. Because that fetal development is really associated with a really high requirement for essential fatty acids, and that the supply of that is dependent on the amount and the availability of those essential fatty acids from the mother. So that's a big issue. And then and what she takes in, especially the fatty acid DHA from fish oil, those fatty acids are components of her breast milk as well. So when they're once they're born and breastfeeding also encourages the proper development of their nervous system. And her fatty acid intake during her pregnancy optimizes the length of her gestation and reduces the risk for her to have a premature birth, assures a more optimal birth weight of the infant. And I think even, you know, reduces a few things during the pregnancy like hypertension. And it can reduce her risk of postpartum depression. So it's pretty, you know, there's multiple benefits that we get in particular for the proper supply of these fatty acids to the mother during her pregnancy and postpartum.
Yes, I think people know they're important, but I'm not sure they realize how important they are in the whole process from getting ready for conception,
yes,
through the prenatal and postnatal and for the infant and mother for the rest of their lives. And
yes,
I think that they get the idea that we need the omega-3s in infancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not emphasized as much in pregnancy, but I do see more and more public information on that.
You know, you're right, and I think one reason why that happened is that there's been, you know, this sort of warning about how much fish to eat during a pregnancy, and so expectant mothers have thought, oh, I have to not eat fish, or I have to only eat I have to eat less than 12 ounces of fish a day, according to the FDA, and that's maybe translated into thinking about, you know, their mindset about the fish oil. But the fish oils have, especially if you get a high quality fish oil, you know, it's been tested for mercury levels and assured that the mercury levels, as well as other contaminants, depending on the company, making sure none of those other contaminants are in there as well. And so actually we have this FDA warning of not taking in much fish during your pregnancy has actually exacerbated the problem of essential fatty acid deficiencies during pregnancy. So you can be assured that if you get a fish oil while you're pregnant from a reputable company that's really doing this independent third-party testing, making sure these contaminants are none to minimal, that then you are doing it safely and you're getting all these benefits that are so crucial during pregnancy. So I tell women, if they're thinking about getting pregnant, let alone if they're starting to plan for it, let alone if they are pregnant, and or nursing, as you say, all those times are critical for her to take fatty acids. And then the whole other topic of young childhood and the benefit of those omega-3s for their little developing brain, that's in the mix as well.
Well, I'm glad you've covered this so thoroughly. I think we can't emphasize it enough. As far as the fish consumption, I have a handout that anybody can get from me at danalake@aol.com or dana@danalake.com. And I call it Fishy Facts, and it's the best I can put together on what are the healthiest fish. And there's several concerns. We don't have a standard in the U.S., so we don't have an organic standard. Europe does, and it depends, of course, how old the fish is. The big old fish, the steak fish, have more of the mercury and the toxins, and sardines have the least because they're the youngest, and they're the lowest on the food chain there. So it's important when eating fish to try to eat the species that are less toxic. And I have combined the information from the Environmental Working Group, from the USDA, from studies. It's the best available right now, and I'm happy to share it with anybody as far as fish consumption. But I did see a study that looked at fish consumption and the risks versus the benefits, and the benefits outweighed the risks.
Yes, even if it's a higher mercury fish.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you know, as I said, the FDA, I think in 2004, they and the Environmental Protection Agency recommended that women eat not more than 12 ounces of fish, I think it was a week, and making sure that not more than 6 ounces were from albacore tuna. But this, the Maternal Nutrition Group and the National Healthy Mothers and the Healthy Babies Coalition, they actually have recommended, based on studies that have been done in Europe, that women should consume a minimum of 12 ounces of seafood a week, because less than that increases the risk to the child for their cognitive and behavioral development.
Okay.
So that you put that list together for people. That's really important.
And I'm happy to share it. And I just want to let our listeners know that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health.
Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Dr. Passaro will interview Joseph Lamb on cold and flu prevention, very timely subject. And we have been talking with Dr. Tori Hudson on women's health with a focus on pregnancy and EFAs, and we're really focusing on preconception through birth and on through life. So we're talking about the entire lifespan, but the importance of preparing for pregnancy, being healthy, good fertility, and healthy pregnancy, healthy birth, and a healthy child. So let's focus, let's talk a little bit more about the supplements. You had mentioned, Dr. Hudson, that the supplements, when a woman either doesn't like seafood or doesn't consume seafood, the supplements are there and they are toxin-free, about 99%. It does vary. I understand that Norwegian fish oils have less toxins because they have a higher standard than we do in the United States. But in any case, the non-solvent distillation will give us a very healthy, optimum omega-3 fish oil, whether it's cod liver oil or just the omega-3s, fatty acids, EPA and DHA. So we encourage women to do that. I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about why there might be higher needs for omega-3 fatty acids in some individuals and what kind of symptoms we can expect in people who would have essential fatty acid deficiency. So if a woman's thinking of getting pregnant and she has some symptoms, we know that, you know, skin, eczemas can be a symptom. But let's talk about some more.
Right. You mentioned a couple good ones. What, it could just be dry skin or it could be eczema. It could possibly even be psoriasis. But some other things that might be on that list would be depression, possibly, anxiety, possibly, blood pressure, elevated blood pressure. What else? Irregular heartbeats, menstrual cramps. Those are some things that come to me at the top of my head.
Well, the menstrual cramps.
You could add to that list?
Well, the menstrual cramps are is significant because the first thing that goes wrong in a species, whether we're talking about cats or rats, mice, humans, dogs, doesn't matter. The first area to show problems is the female reproduction. So the female reproductive system of the species has problems first. And in this culture, PMS, menstrual irregularity, dysmenorrhea, and even the more serious, almost psychosis in PMD. So what we see is that the reproductive system is already in trouble in most women in Western cultures. Some of that because of generation after generation of poor diet and the use of hydrogenated oils and margarines. So if the menstrual history is serious, then fertility is going to be challenged and keeping a pregnancy is going to be challenged.
I'm glad you brought that up because you're exactly right. A history of miscarriage is another sign of an essential an omega-3 deficiency in particular.
That's a new pearl.
And maybe sort of growth retardation of the fetus and the infant, or a history of just premature delivery, you know, maybe not, you know, not a miscarriage, but just not carrying the pregnancy to full term. Those would be big clues that this next pregnancy could be even more as or more problematic in those areas.
Yeah, the miscarriage history is important to note. It's also important for men. Can we talk a little bit about essential fatty acids and what's important for males, especially when it comes to fertility?
Well, I know less about that, but you're right to certainly right to point out that a significant influence on why a couple is infertile is the male factor, you might say, and it varies. It could be even as much as 20-25% of the causes of infertility. I can check my facts here in the last time I wrote about that. But the health of the sperm, you know, there are many nutrients that affect sperm counts and the health of the sperm and the mobility. All those issues are important. You know, zinc is important, arginine is important. And yes, fatty acids are important as well, and not just their sperm health, but their general health that then goes into, you know, the genetic material that they pass on, so to speak. And so I think that this is male infertility, number one, is not adequately appreciated, and their nutritional status before fertility, you know, impregnation occurs is not given adequate attention, and they can have easily have essential fatty acid deficiencies as well, and have the same likely diet that their partner. So if they're getting too much saturated fats or an inadequate intake of essential fatty acids, those that issue changes their fatty acid composition of their sperm membranes, thus decreasing, you know, the fluidity, the motility of the sperm, as well as I said, the sort of propensity for diseases to be passed on to the next generation.
You know, I'm glad that you talked about this because I don't think it's discussed as much as it should be. And the omega-3s, of course, affect males and females, but I'm not sure it's been something that has been focused upon in pregnancy. When I counsel couples, both husband and wife come to the consult, and we do a workup on both. And for about 25 years, I've done preconception planning and preconception nutrition with the idea that the same thing in animal husbandry, the healthier the parents are, the better the pregnancy and the healthier the outcome.
Absolutely.
So a little bit more on the fatty acids, and we will expand into some of the other women's health issues. What about nursing omega-3 fatty acids and how this compares to a supplement, a formula, when a woman is not breastfeeding?
So one of the things, and you can steer me to answer your question better if I'm not, fish oil supplementation improves the DHA status of the mothers, their breast milk, and their infants. So, and DHA being one of the two fatty acids in the fish oils. And we know that actually the mother's intake of these omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy does in fact influence the development of her child after birth, and it does so by enhancing this DHA status in her breast milk, which enhances it in the status of the infants. And now then, and her demand for DHA actually increases significantly during the pregnancy, and her, if she's doesn't meet that demand, her reserves actually stay low for about 9 to 12 months after delivery unless she supplements her diet with fish oils.
And that would affect hair, and hair loss is a very common side effect of pregnancy and delivery.
Yes. You're right. And as I mentioned earlier, affects her mood. You know, her postpartum depression goes down if she has more omega-3 fatty oils. And, of course, then we can get into how is that higher DHA status in her breast milk going to affect her young child. And there's increasing amount of studies around, you know, the health of their skin, the health of their immune system, the health, their enhanced visual development, hand-eye coordination, cognitive development, all those things, higher IQ are being now seen to be related to omega-3 fatty acids during in utero and in those first couple years of life in particular.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned this because there are some excellent studies actually done by some of the companies that were including the omega-3s in the formula when they first began. They did the research, and there was a huge difference in cognitive abilities and vision acuity in the infants. Now, I personally do not know how they judge that in an infant, but they do have ways of judging it. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think they have their standard marks of, you know, performing simple tasks and looking at pictures and how they respond to those. And you're right, I don't know too much about research of that age group either.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of important information. We will follow up in this next segment and cover a little bit more on the omega-3s, and then we'll talk about some of the other women's health issues as well. So if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living right now. We're on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, Dr. Passaro will interview Joseph Lamb on cold and flu prevention. Also, remember the Village Green sale, Zymogen, Metagenics, and Thorn for 20% off and Pathway products at 25% off now through November 17th. We have been talking with Dr. Tori Hudson about women's health with a focus on pregnancy and essential fatty acids. And we want to finish up with that and talk a little bit more about omega-3 fatty acid benefits outside of conception, fertility, pregnancy, delivery, and nursing. So let's finish up, Dr. Hudson, with the omega-3s in pregnancy.
Okay. Well, one thing I don't think would be helpful maybe if we clarify would just be how much, you know, fish oil and someone should take during pregnancy. And, you know, of course, there's individual variations, and we're just answering this question generically. But for women thinking about getting pregnant, preconception planning during their pregnancy, I would suggest like 2,000 to 3,000milligrams of fish oil daily. And then during their lactation, you can continue that, but you always want, in this pregnancy issue, a minimum of a fish oil blend that has 300 milligrams of DHA a day. So, and that's the minimum. 300 of DHA. And, of course, if you take a total fish oil of 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams, it will have more than that amount of DHA. Cod liver oil is kind of a unique blend and ideal for the preconception, pregnancy, postpartum, young infant time period because it has more DHA than the other fatty acid, the EPA. And it's, you need both, but it's the DHA that has some more dominant benefits during this time period. So dosing, I think, is important. And just to touch on again, to really, you know, have the consumer inquire of the store or to provide, or the company to provide, you know, some evidence of sort of third-party independent testing for the quality, the manufacturing technique, the testing that's been done in terms of heavy metals and other contaminants, so that you can be sure you're getting a really, really high-quality product.
Yeah, very important, and that there's non-solvent distillation that's used to remove the toxins from the fish oil. I also remind people that cheap is not always a good idea here, and if it's really inexpensive, then you likely have a product that does have the toxins, and it's easy to know because if companies spend the time and money, they brag about it, and they tell you that on the label.
Really good point, Dana. And I do. I tell my patients the same thing, that, you know, there's a lot of supplements where I think you don't really have to be that fussy about, you know, about your choice. But fish oils is one where you really do want to be fussy. It's an oil. It's a fat. It's just like any other fat in terms of, you know, quality, you know, and what else is in there. And so fish oil is an area where, yes, I think really spending a few more dollars to get really the higher quality is really actually crucial.
Well, to sort of sum up what you've said for our listeners that may be tuning in, that it's important, the omega-3s are important in fertility, in maintaining a healthy pregnancy, so miscarriage can be a side effect of not enough omega-3s. Also preeclampsia, toxemia, postpartum depression, and fetal growth delays. And particularly in the child, the deficiencies of omega-3s will show us as cognition and vision problems, eczemas, immune disorders, attention problems, and developmental delays.
Yeah.
So very, very important. Let's talk, too, about outside of fertility and pregnancy and child development, what do we see as important in women's health? What kinds of signs and symptoms and what systems are affected by the omega-3s?
Right. Well, it might be good to come at it from another direction, too, like how can taking a fish oil supplement help relieve a certain problem? For example, there was a nice little study in 2009 on how fish oils treated hot flashes more successfully than the people who didn't take the fish oil. Osteoporosis, the fish oils actually increase the absorption of calcium from the gut and reduce the amount of calcium we excrete in our urine, and it also improves, the fish oils improve the strength of the bone and can increase this blood level of calcium. We mentioned menstrual cramps, that in a study they did of young women, about three-quarters of them had moderate or great relief of their menstrual cramps with just taking a higher EPA fish oil. Then we get into lowering triglycerides. This would be in men and women. If this is one of the things that we can test for on a cholesterol panel, and fish oils in particular significantly lower triglycerides, whether they're premenopausal or postmenopausal. This is a really important area because that reduces her risk of fatty liver and diabetes and heart disease. Fish oils can reduce the risk of strokes. In fact, if even just eating fish twice a week, there's about a 50% reduction in stroke, and you can easily do that with taking a fish oil supplement. There are other areas where in cardiovascular system is sort of dominant with all the benefits from fish oils. In addition to this lowering the triglycerides, it can lower blood pressure, not too low, but if you have high blood pressure, people have a history of a heart attack, it can decrease their risk of another heart attack, and it can improve the rhythm of the heartbeat. So if you have heart palpitations, fish oil is a treatment for that. And overall, 1 to 3 thousand milligrams a day of total omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Rheumatoid arthritis is another area. We mentioned eczema earlier. Fish oils can even reduce the risk of breast cancer, can help with asthma and some other immune disorders. The eyes, there's some evidence that fish oils can decrease the risk of the development of certain eye disorders. I mean, the list, you know, goes on and on. And joint flexibility, reducing inflammation, you know, most anywhere in the body, really. And then there's low fatty acid content has been associated with Alzheimer's and dementias, depression, attention deficit disorder, and there's some early research coming in on using fish oils to treat those conditions. So, you know, fish oils and vitamin D are two supplements that you get just a whole lot of bang for your buck, I would say. There's just so many systems that the fish oil affects in so many ways. You can reduce your risk for certain diseases and treat many of these diseases.
Well, that's good to know. You've given us...
That's a long list.
It is a long list. But it emphasizes that it's just not specific about pregnancy and getting pregnant. It's about health from pre-pregnancy through old age. And I think anybody listening has identified some essential fatty acid deficiency. We talked earlier about the more obvious ones. What people notice, they may not notice they have high triglycerides unless they do a test. They may not realize the inflammation's beginning until it starts hurting.
Right.
But the rough palms, the dry skin, and the rough heels, and we're seeing this on younger and younger women. And 30 years ago, we didn't see it except in women 50 or more. Now we're seeing it in teens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're so concerned about the heels and the skin. It's that it's a sign
right.
of underlying problems that are going to lead to cardiovascular immune disorders.
That's a good tip. Those nice things that you can just notice in day-to-day life as sort of yellow flags or red flags for your future health.
Well, we have a very brief time left, I'm so sorry to say, but do you have a few final tidbits for our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're making, I think, lots of implications around just taking care of our health in general. And in that regard, I just want to put out a big plug for, you know, really, really continuing to sort of strive for healthy habits and quality foods and regular exercise, and in addition to those basics, that's kind of like the foundation, you know, of the house. And then we can, and certainly omega-3 fatty acids, lowering the saturated fat in our diet and increasing these good oils is a key to so many health issues and really longevity. And you just, as I said, we get so many diverse benefits from fish oils. We get a lot of bang for our buck. So this is one of those supplements where you're going to achieve a lot of benefit for your dollar.
But well, thank
remember
you.
Remember the basics.
The basics. I thank you for saying that, because we get into the specifics and we sometimes forget that the basics come first. And I thank you for the reminder, and I want to let people know that they can blog with you if they want on drtorihudson.com. And you also have the Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine that you've authored. Very, very helpful resource. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Dana. Take care.
Well, listeners, I think you got a lot of tidbits. I want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.